Representatives from various law enforcement agencies, as well as some non-government organizations, met today in Pinellas Park to raise awareness about human trafficking. Lieutenant George Cotter of the Clearwater Police Department said that raising awareness and capitalizing on collaboration is a key to addressing this important issue.
The summit is bringing everybody together in Tampa Bay to help victims. And law enforcement can't do this by themselves because we have to take care of a victim once they're rescued. So we need every level of government and NGOs, non-governmental organizations and victim service providers, to be able to help victims once they're rescued. So it's a collaborative effort. So you'll have representation here from the YMCA, YWCA, Family Resources, the churches, health department, because everybody needs to help these victims get restored.
One of the most dominant forms of human trafficking is sexual by nature. Alicia Adams, a Salvation Army coordinator against human trafficking from Atlanta, said that victims often are portrayed as the criminals. She says the majority of human trafficking cases begin with an arrest of the victim for prostitution because it is easier to detect. These victims are also often children who she says aren't aware of being trafficked.
They have no idea that around that next corner may be that freak again that wants to mutilate. The fact is that victims are often seduced, coerced, tricked, or forced into prostitution by pimps.
Adams also said it is important to remain vigilant to signs of human trafficking.
Due to the covert nature of the crime, sex trafficking can come to your attention indirectly through other violations. Prostitution, domestic violence crimes, drug charges, runaway or homeless charges, cases of assault, curfew violations, loitering and trespassing, cases of sexual abuse and neglect. Interactions with potential domestic minor sex trafficking victims is you have to build the trust. They don't trust easy. We have to reassure the child that you are there to help them.
Human trafficking among children is becoming more and more prevalent, both sexually and otherwise. Ida Lopez of the World Relief Organization said it is important to educate children and families on the topic.
We have to start going to school and educate these kids. So when they go out, they know what to look for and they cannot be a victim of human trafficking. And we have many, many of our children. This is a growing now community of human trafficking. We're beginning focusing on the immigration side of the human trafficking, but we're seeing a big increase on the domestic minor sex trafficking.
Undocumented immigrants present a challenge in both detection and prosecution in human trafficking cases. These victims are often fearful to come forward due to their immigration status. Special Agent in Charge of Investigations for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Susan McCormick, said some victims will never come forward.
These folks, if they've come from a foreign country, have paid big money to get brought into this country. So here they've saved their mom and dad's life savings to pay to come to the country to make a better living. And now they're being held or forced to do, you know, prostitution, things like that. So now if they speak up, are they going to be, you know, killed? Is their family going to be threatened? They feel like they're in a no-win situation. They have to, you know, participate or comply. And they're faced with physical abuse by these folks as well.
But McCormick wants immigrants to know that they don't need to stay quiet. She said there are options for people in their situation.
We'll allow them, there's some temporary forms of immigration relief. One of them is continued presence while we allow them to be in the country. Another one is a T visa, which is if you're the victim of a trafficking case, we can allow you to stay in the country for a year, and that could be extended. After about 4 years, you can actually apply to become a lawful permanent resident. There's also a U visa that's, you know, another complicated. That's where you have to cooperate with law enforcement and testify against your trafficker, which sometimes, you know, gets a little dicey. But there are ways that we can work with these individuals to allow them to stay in the country.
Human trafficking is becoming an increasingly common occurrence in our area, and awareness is still on the rise. Lopez said one of the things that got her most involved in this cause is the reality that these victims aren't even seen as human beings by their assailants.
The trafficker, they pick up the phone and they call, I have the merchandise. You know, they don't call a human being. They don't even say, I have the girl, I have the merchandise.
More information can be found at WR.org or humantraffickingflorida.org. For WMNF News in Pinellas Park, I'm Janelle Irwin.